All right, our next presentation is Be Friends With Your Benefit, Five Things Every Corporate Counsel Should Know About Their Company's Benefit Plans, presented by Jessica Palvino. Jessica advises plan sponsors, plan administrators, and tax-exempt entities on the ever-changing world of employee benefits, executive compensation, and tax obligations. As a former legal and compliance COO for the largest public retirement system in Texas, Jessica understands the operational challenges related to plan sponsorship and administration, and is well-versed in handling regulatory compliance issues and corrections to plan administration errors. Jessica.
Well, thank you for the introduction. And before we jump into the presentation, I just want to take a moment to thank the Planning Committee and UTCLE for inviting me to speak to you all today about your benefit plans. You know, it's not every day that you see an ERISA lawyer who is speaking at a corporate counsel conference. We usually like to hang out in the corner with the tax lawyers and nerd out on regulations. But I very much appreciate the opportunity, and I hope that this presentation is helpful to you. It's intended to be kind of preventative care or preventative medicine, if you will, for your benefit plans. You know, so often what we see on the ERISA side is the horror stories when benefit plans go bad. We see the audits and the plan corrections and benefit plans causing issues and M&A transactions. And in my experience kind of working with those issues, I've seen that in-house and corporate counsel can play a really important oversight role, even though, you know, most benefit plans nowadays are designed and maintained by kind of outside third-party vendors. There are still some key questions you can ask and information that you can gather to make sure that your benefit plans are being maintained properly. So these are the five questions, key questions that I've developed based on my experience and the collective experience of my my practice group, my team at Jackson Walker, based on, you know, audits, corrections, and M&A transactions that we've done. I love that the organizers of the conference sandwiched the benefits presentation right in between government investigations and M&A transactions, because those are the two areas where your benefit plans are most likely to give you headaches. You all probably know the risks associated with, you know, an IRS or DOL investigation, but more commonly, we see benefit plans causing issues in M&A transactions. Not only slowing them down and adding extra costs, usually on the seller side, but if you have a benefit plan compliance issue, it can cause you to have a carve-out from your rep and warranty insurance policy to not get coverage on a particular issue, which can upset the buyer, or it can result in ongoing indemnity obligations for the seller, all of which is avoidable if you have kind of good benefit plan hygiene and maintenance in-house. And so these five questions are really designed to help you assess the most common compliance issues and kind of the most significant penalty risks that we see. So starting with question one, what benefit plans does your company sponsor? I know this seems like a really basic question to ask, but it's an important one because your risks and compliance obligations start with the types of plans that you sponsor. And today we're really talking about ERISA plans. We're not going to be talking about your executive compensation or equity plans. We're really focused on ERISA plans, which fall into two broad buckets. You either have retirement plans or you have welfare plans, sometimes called health and welfare plans. So looking first at your retirement plans, most employers today sponsor defined contribution plans rather than defined benefit plans. And I'm sure all of you in this room probably know the difference, but just in case, a defined contribution plan is a plan where an employee makes contributions during their employment, and then the money that they've contributed grows over time, but they're not guaranteed any specific amount of money at the time of retirement. So the employee bears all of the investment risk associated with a DC plan. Contrast that with a defined benefit plan. The employee has a set amount of money that they receive at retirement, and all the investment risk in that situation is borne by the employer. So in recent years, many employers have moved away from defined benefit plans if your company sponsors the defined benefit plan, they're still out there. You probably already know about it. You probably have your ERISA counsel on speed dial already because those are highly regulated plans.